Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. In tech, we put a lot of focus on privacy. Some people literally change their entire searching habits using things like DuckDuckGo instead of Google to try to have more privacy, using browsers like Brave to hide cookies or other intrusive ads. And so this is a thing that is very important for people. Apple's even went so far as to put a massive focus on it in a lot of their recent campaigns and updates on their iPhone. So this brings us to today, where everyone seems to be using these different chatbots and this, you know, ChatGPT to answer their questions. And so the question that comes up a lot is, are ChatGPT conversations private? Do they share that data with anyone? Is anyone looking at your conversation, your questions, the responses? And kind of that entire conversation, is that private or are those made public? So today we're going to talk about ChatGPT, how that works, and we're going to dive into answering that question. So as you know, the advancements of technology have brought a lot of new communication models that people can use. People can interact with AI models like ChatGPT. They'll have conversations and it's a very conversational style. ChatGPT has been designed to have human-like interactions. So that's, you know, obviously made it really popular for individuals that are looking for assistance, entertainment, information, right? Whatever your questions are. So a lot of people wonder if the conversations they have with ChatGPT are being leaked. Some people are concerned about that. So, and this all depends on a couple complex issues we're going to talk about. But OpenAI, the developers of ChatGPT, have implemented privacy and security measures to protect the information that users share in their conversations. So this is kind of important. And according to the company's privacy policy, all the data that is collected from users is used solely for the purpose of improving the AI language model's performance and functionality. The policy also states that the information is not shared with third-party entities, which is good, except in instances where OpenAI is required to do so by law. So take that as you will. Additionally, the data collected from users is anonymized and aggregated, which you would hope to see from a company as big as OpenAI. And that means that the personal information is not linked to specific individuals. So this makes it difficult for any third-party entity to access personal information about individual users. OpenAI has also taken the steps to secure the servers where the data is stored. This is important. The company employs state-of-the-art security measures to protect the data from unauthorized access and ensures the privacy of users. And that comes from OpenAI itself. However, what big major tech company wouldn't say they're using state-of-the-art security measures? So I don't really know if that statement from them specifically has any more merit than all of the other massive, you know, like LastPass, the password manager that just got hacked and got everyone's passwords leaked. I'm sure they employed state-of-the-art security measures. So that one, you know, it's always possible, but that there are hacks, and the fact that they are storing this data means that there is possibility that someone could get their hands on those conversations. Are they generally private? Yeah, I think so, especially because they're aggregated. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that it's impossible for that content to be leaked when they're storing it. And if you think about the nature of this thing, tools like ChatGPT are free for a reason. They're free so that people can test them out, use them, rate their responses. They take all of that data back to their data center and they use that to improve the model. But taking all that data back to their data center means storing all the data. So I would say the conversations really are not, they're not private, they're not hidden. Like they can be looked at and they will be used. However, they're anonymized, so they're not tied to specific users, which that is good. So another factor that contributes to the privacy of ChatGPT is the fact that the AI language model has been designed to respond only to the specific prompt or question that is asked. That means that the model does not retrain information from previous conversations unless it's specifically programmed to do so. It's important to note that ChatGPT is an AI language model, and as with any technology, there's always the risk of vulnerabilities, like we're talking about, you know, being exploited by malicious actors, hackers, whatnot. So while OpenAI hasn't implemented security measures, yeah, it's not definitely guaranteed that it will never be hacked. Users should avoid sharing sensitive information in light of that knowledge, such as financial information, passwords, personal identification numbers. In the conversation with ChatGPT, keep all of that out. Any personalized information, any personal information, cut that out, because this data is being used to train. It is being used for things. Analysts can look at it, even if it's not, you know, tied to you specifically. But if you start putting in personal data, that can be seen, as well as, you know, I hate to say this, but it's not really if ChatGPT ever gets hacked, or if OpenAI ever gets hacked, or if anyone gets hacked. It's like when, you know, honestly, like everyone has been hacked, including Google. You know, Google Plus was hacked as a big reason why it shut down. So, you know, this information should be kept private. Anything that is a personal information should be protected, and, you know, it can always fall into the wrong hands. So, wrapping up, ChatGPT conversations can be considered private as long as users take the necessary precautions to protect their information. OpenAI has implemented security measures to protect the data, like everyone else, and the AI model has been designed to respond only to specific prompts, which limits the amount of information that is that's retained. So users should still be cautious about the information they share, their conversations, and they should avoid sharing sensitive information. In the end, it's up to you, the individual, to determine the level of privacy you want in your conversation with ChatGPT by being aware of these privacy policies and their current security measures in place. This can help you know what to do to protect your personal information and have confidence that your conversations with ChatGPT are generally going to be private. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.